With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel has approved a ceasefire agreement with Lebanon's Hezbollah militants, setting the stage for an end to the nearly 14 months of fighting linked to the ongoing war in the Gaza Strip. Israel's Deputy Foreign Minister Sharon Haskell warns Israel will react immediately if Hezbollah violates the ceasefire agreement.
We will not go back to the 6th of October, where we know, when we have evidence and we see how Hezbollah is arming himself, how they are building tunnels in order to plan another full-blown massacre similar to the one on the 7th of October.
The agreement will be in place at 4 a.m. local time Wednesday. Some 80 million Americans are heading to their Thanksgiving destinations, correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Brittany Hankins, who was flying from Fort Worth, Texas to Tampa, Florida, said she was getting to her family gathering this year.
I'm excited to be able to see them because my great-grandpa is going to be 85 this year.
The FAA warns that there may be some travel delays because of an ongoing shortage of air traffic controllers, but most holiday travelers are getting there by car. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning in Sierra Nevada that's expected to last through today, and forecasters say the East Coast will be the most impacted on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, with snowfall possible in parts of New Hampshire, northern Maine, and the Adirondacks. I'm Donna Warder.
Australia's House of Representatives has passed a bill that would ban children younger than 16 years from social media. That leaves it to the Senate to take the next step in finalizing the world first law. On Wall Street, the Dow by 123 points. This is SRN News. Cuba's persecuting Christians.
After the death of Fidel Castro, things got a little better for believers in the communist enclave, but it's still no picnic. The Alliance of Christians of Cuba has released a new report indicating that the government continues to force all churches to register with the state and breaks up house churches, imposing big fines on pastors. In fact, the Cuban authorities have imposed nearly $45,000 in fines on Christians this year alone. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Hampshire school district officials are defending their decision to punish two parents for wearing wristbands in protest of a boy playing on a girls' soccer team. Kyle Fellers and Anthony Foote sued the Bow School District after being banned from school grounds for wearing the wristbands at their daughter's soccer game in September. The no trespass orders have expired, but a judge is deciding whether the plaintiffs should be allowed to wear the wristbands. This is SRN News. The Biden administration will loan $6.6 billion to electric vehicle maker Rivian Automotive.
The loan is to build a Georgia factory. The announcement comes less than 2 months before Donald Trump becomes president again. It's unclear whether the Biden administration can complete the loan in that time or whether the Trump administration might try to claw the money back. Rivian announced a $5 billion Georgia factory in 2021, but the startup automaker couldn't meet production targets and rapidly burned through cash. The company paused construction of the Georgia plant in March. John Scott reporting.
Rivian made a splash when it went public and began producing large electric SUVs and pickup trucks at a former Mitsubishi factory in Normal, Illinois. Months later, the company announced it would build a second plant about 40 miles east of Atlanta near the town of Social Circle. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.